current governor of Sinaloa, Mexico, to face U.S. drug trafficking charges. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on April 29, 2026. The U.S. Department of Justice announced the unsealing of a criminal indictment against a sitting Mexican governor and his closest allies. The case is historic in nature since it is the first time that a sitting Mexican governor has been named in a cartel-connected criminal case. On Wednesday afternoon, the U.S. District Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York announced that it obtained a criminal indictment against Sinaloa Governor Ruben Rocamoya and some of his top law enforcement officials on drug conspiracy charges for their alleged role in helping the Sinaloa cartel move tons of drugs in exchange for political support and bribes. At the Justice Dept. Read more, pic.twitter.com/g7aclue. DEAHQ, at D, April 29, 2026. To protect and grow this drug trafficking empire, the Sinaloa cartel has allegedly partnered with corrupt politicians and law enforcement officials, including the defendants, who have abused their authority in support of the cartel, exposed and subjected victims to threats and violence, and sold out their offices in exchange for massive bribes, federal prosecutors revealed in a prepared statement. All of the individuals named in the indictment face a minimum of 40 years in prison and a maximum sentence of life in prison if convicted. The indictment names Ruben Rocamoya, the governor of Sinaloa. Enrique Inzunza Cazares, a sitting Mexican senator and former secretary general for Sinaloa. Enrique Diaz Vega, the former Secretary of Finance for Sinaloa. Damaso Castro Saavedra, the Deputy Attorney General for Sinaloa. Marco Antonio Almanza Aviles, the former head of the Sinaloa State Attorney General's Office Investigative Police. Alberto Jorge Cholo Contreras Núñez, the former head of the Sinaloa State Attorney General's Office Investigative Police. Gerardo Merida Sanchez, the former Secretary of Public Security for Sinaloa. Jose Antonio Tornado Dionisio Ippolito, the former Deputy Director for the Sinaloa State Police. Juan de Dios Games Mandeville, the mayor of Culiacan. Soon after the indictment was released, Rocamoya took to social media to claim his innocence. Rechazo categórica y absolutamente las imputaciones formuladas en mi contra. Por la Fiscalía Federal del Distrito Sur de Nueva York, ya que carecen de veracidad y fundamento alguno. Y así se demostrará, con toda contundencia, en el momento oportuno. Este ataque no es únicamente. Ruben Rocamoya, at Rochamoya underscore, April 29, 2026. Mexico's Foreign Relations Secretariat revealed that it had received a series of temporary arrest warrants against the individuals and had turned the case over to Mexico's Attorney General's office. However, they noted that the documents sent by U.S. prosecutors did not include any proof of the alleged crimes. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.